And so David's ready for bed at just about the usual time. Of course, he sometimes stays up later, but that doesn't happen often enough to change his going to bed habits. Now to sleep. Some people go right to sleep, others take longer. Because David has regular sleeping habits, he usually drops off very quickly.
I'm afraid that I shall require more time to examine the matter further. Suppose I get in touch with you.
Did you find out what's in there?
What's that?
Did you find out what's inside of me?
Yes, indeed. Your general intelligence rating is quite high. Your social adaptability is good. Your powers of reasoning quite normal.
Then why can't I make up my own mind?
Marilyn, please.
Why can't I? Why are you going to force me to do something that I don't want to do? You can't make me do it, can you? Nobody can make me do it.
Now, my dear child. No one has ever been forced to take transformation if he didn't want it. You see, the problem is simply to discover why you don't want it.
David has probably never stopped
David
to think what a wonderful thing sleep is.
The muscles of the body are relaxed.
It's the most perfect way to relax that we have.
Flowers and trees are asleep. Shadows seem heavy and deep. Angels will watch from above, guarding your cradle with love. Heaven.
Professor Friend. Sigmund Friend. You must call me Professor Sig. Dr. Rex has told me about you. I am here to help you.
Help me?
To help rid you of these fears of this necessary and important...
It isn't true. They're not necessary.
This is very necessary, very important step in your life.
Why? Why does everyone want to force me to do something I don't want to do?
But for your own good. Why else?
Down in the wildwood, a girl of my dreams. Memories of our childhood. Away. childhood, a child in memory. She's waited since our childhood, she's waited just for me. There in the wild wood, in childhood we did play, and the days of childhood seem only yesterday. My sweetheart of my childhood is just as sweet to me. Away in the wild wood as she used to be.
Years ago, wiser men than I decided to try and eliminate the reasons for inequality and an injustice in this world of ours. They saw in physical unattractiveness one of the factors which made men hate. So, they charged the finest scientific minds with the task of eliminating ugliness in mankind.
But I'm not ugly. I'm not pretty, but I'm not ugly.
But to others, you are.
Not to people who love me.
There is more to it than that, of course. As we learn to reshape the features, remold the body, we also learn to eliminate most of the causes of illness, as thus to prolong life. Before the transformation, you could have expected to live 70, 80, perhaps 90 years. But now you can live twice that long. Perhaps three times.
Chowder, chowder. Jordan, George, hogy jakult.
Our breathing is slower and deeper when we sleep.
The body's temperature is lower.
Even the heart beats more slowly.
The whole body is resting.
To rest all our muscles, we turn in our sleep.
Some people turn often, some people turn
not so often,
but we all do
often.
But it's a normal part of sound, healthy sleep.
A sonorous voice as fair as a forest stream evokes notions of gleam. Melodies trickle and flow autonomously in rippling exotic stare, enticing the Big Dipper to scoop among the scoop of scoops, to cleanse our searching thirst which yearns for the soothing muse. What we seek and what we find is still the eternal love and patterns not. There is no secret how to unchain our hearts which we keep hidden and locked. So we may soar on cherub wings, in clouds of pearls unleashed in skies of thought, embroidered in silky hopes and velvety wishes woven to still do the dishes. Smiles upon smiles, unmasked by the mysterious and ancient call of the loon, sending ripples that swoon towards the moon which bestows life's treasure chest. Safe harbor for our undiscovered twists and the wispy looms that do turn. Yet unveiled in our closet of dreams, we clasp for the joy of love's mighty crest.
Thank you.
Have you ever read Shakespeare?
Who?
Or Keats or Shelley?
Those books were banned many years ago. Where did you find them?
My father gave them to me, and lots of others. Aristotle, Socrates, Dostoevsky. Did you know that Dostoevsky was an epileptic? He was ugly, he was deformed, but he wrote about beauty, about real beauty.
Marilyn, I must warn you, this kind of subversive...
These men wrote about life and about the dignity of the individual human spirit and about love.
This is enough.
Upset last night. I gave her something to help her sleep.
She's all right, isn't she?
You haven't done anything to her.
Just a mild sedative. And now, if you ladies will excuse me.
Darling, we'd have been here sooner, but the doctor said you were sleeping. Do you feel all right?
Yes. Hello, Valerie.
Hi, hon. What happened?
Nothing. I just wouldn't let me go. Oh, Mother, they're going to do it anyway. They're going to make me do it anyway.
No, Marilyn, Dr. Rex promised, remember?
He was lying.
Lying? But why should he?
I don't know. I just know he has to say that to keep people from finding out the transformation is going to be done whether you want or not.
I just don't see why you're so unhappy when all they want to do is make you pretty.
But that's not true. Last night, before I went to sleep, I remembered something that Father said. He said, when everyone is beautiful, no one will be, because without ugliness, there can be no beauty. Mother, don't you understand? They don't care whether you're beautiful or not. They just want everyone to be the same, that's all.
They? Who are you talking about?
I'm terribly sorry, but I'm afraid it's time to leave now.
Tare to la quap kagibor, tare to la quap kagibor, sino mo di bo yo si amanda. Ime jolilo tendi lilwe, jaywango tuge stililwe, songo itililwe gilemwa. Tare to nande bengeria, tare to nande bengeria. Kongo yuela kwagi masit. Kongo gimasit la kweta. Kongo la kweta tu misi. Menyol gilotin jesanga. Kongo ilotin na jesanga. Jesanga ti yot koskali. Kalyange nantin jepkese, kolal jepkese mjege mach, koti tora nyun jebotu. Kongo chorwe nyun emiga, kongo chorwe nyun emiga, ure ngay ne nyin tengecho. Uro ngay ne nyun mistango, uro ngay ne nyun mistango. Kongo ila kwan jeb sumeyo. Dagana nyunet tieniton. Dagana nyunet kogiton. Kotoka mwoye cheyomi. Tomanyun nisoge onwon. Tomanyun besiet kenomon. Enora ninyon bureti. Aranyun gunanga tutur, aranyun gunanga tutur, kamul ngalek yuk masoin. Jambu chume chutagites, tisengay nenyin chumayot.
Don't seem to make much sense, do they? That's because the brain is resting along with the body, so it's less alert when you sleep.
I've been thinking about what you said. I mean, about what your father said, and... Well, I don't see why you're so concerned about him. He's dead. I mean, surely you've had other fathers. My mother's been married 11 times, and personally, I've liked the stepfathers better anyway.
Valerie, please don't.
Well, look, I know you've had 9 fathers since the first one. Look, Everybody marries everybody these days.
Valerie, stop.
I just don't see how anybody can stay married to the same husband for 100 years. And besides, I've heard that your father was pretty dull.
Valerie, stop it! Stop talking about my father! Can't any of you understand? I loved him. I cared about him. He was good and he was kind and he cared about me. Not what I wore, not the way I looked, but what I thought, what I felt. And what's more important, he cared about himself and his dignity as a human being. Valerie, he didn't die in the Ganymede incident. My father killed himself because when they took away his identity, he had no reason to go on living.
I just don't understand you, Marilyn.
Darling, I ain't gonna be your low-down dog no more. And I ain't gonna be your low-down dog no more. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, baby. Down the road I'll go. Lord, and I went to the station, looked up on their boat. Lord, and I went to the station, looked up on their boat. Lord, and the train I wanted, 40 miles on.
After a good
After a good night's sleep, you usually wake up easily and naturally. The alarm hasn't run yet. David finds that he usually wakes up before it goes off.
Lana, Val, you're just in time, just in time.
It's all over, Doctor?
All over.
Is she all right?
Yes, yes, she's fine. You'll see for yourself.
I've been so worried these last few days, not being able to talk to her. And she seemed in such a state the last time.
Well, it's as I told you. Occasionally, a young person has difficulty adjusting to the idea. But we've improved methods since the old days, and now it always turns out well in the end. Never fails. It's complete.
Mother!
Mother! Val! Look at me! What do you think?
You're beautiful, Marilyn. Just beautiful.
And the nicest part of all, Val, I look just like you.
Moonlight shining through the trees, moonlight shining down on me, lights away for lovers in the dark. Moonbeams dance on rain-drenched trees, sparkle for our eyes to see, moonlight shine and shine on me. Moonlight bathes the woods around, paradise that we have found, here among the trees and things we love. Shines on friends all far away, takes us to another day. Moonlight shine on them and shine on me.
There's a dark side to each and every human soul. We wish we were Obi-Wan Kenobi, and for the most part, we are. But there's a little Darth Vader in all of us. Thing is, this ain't no either-or proposition. We're talking about dialectics. The good and the bad merging into us. You can run, but you can't hide. My experience? Face the darkness. Stare it down. Own it. As Brother Nietzsche said, being human is a complicated gig. So give that old dark night of the soul a hug. Howl the eternal yes. Another delicious quote from Chris Stevens, radio DJ from my all-time favorite TV show, Northern Exposure. My name is Floating Moon Beams Tenali. And we're wrapping up What Dreams May Come, Part 13, a theme that should be clear that I love to return to again and again. If you enjoy this independently produced show, this big old labor of love that hopes to impart an engaging and entertaining soundscape, then I always welcome a donation, however small, to help the show keep on keeping on. Simply head over to muddybootsradio.org and follow the donation link. I thank you in advance. You'll also find episode notes and playlists there too. With that, it's time to sign off. Thank you for listening. May you be open to your dreams, embrace that distant shore, because our mortal journey is over all too soon. Fare thee well, travelers. See you on the flip side. 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 The flip side.
Tell me about your dream, Guard.
It's an odd dream. Very odd dream. Willoughby. It was summer. Very warm. The kids were barefooted. One of them had a fishing pole. It all looked like a Currier and Ives painting. Bandstand. Bicycles. Wagons. I've never seen such serenity. It was the way people must have lived 100 years ago. Crazy dream.
Yeah. You let me know when you wake up, huh, God?
No, wait a minute, Janie. Please, Janie!
Sleep little dreams of mine.